You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning, Asbury. Happy Friday. So glad to see you here this morning. As we begin chapel today, I want to just give you a little context for this chapel. It's a little bit different than most of our chapels. We don't have a speaker today. And we're involving worship arts students, music majors, theater majors, music faculty. And this chapel has come together in kind of a nonlinear way, which means to me that God is planning something special here, because it doesn't make sense to me how it all came together. The theme today is this: reading scripture and letting the word of God speak for itself. Believing in the power of God's word and honoring it. We're not going to have commentary on the word, and we're not going to have a message on the word. We're going to let the word of God speak to you and to me, and we're going to sing in response to that. So if you would stand, we'll have you sit down later, but please stand now as we begin hearing the word of God.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
You bring light to the darkness. tried so hard to see it. It took me so long to believe it, that you choose someone like me to carry your victory. Perfection could never earn it. You give what we don't deserve, and you take the broken and raise them to glory. And you are my champion, and giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, and I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated, with the one who has conquered it all. And now I can finally see it. You're teaching me how to receive it. So let all the striving cease. Oh, 'cause this is my victory. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, and I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated, with the one who has conquered it all. With the one who has conquered it all. And when I lift my voice and shout, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority that Jesus has given me.
I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare.
That are shaking and
Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here is my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other lands have other hearts are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. My country skies are bluer than the ocean, and sunlight beams on clover leaf and pine. But other lands have sunlight too and clover.
And I serve coordinating in the Intercultural Life Office as well. And if you recall, on Wednesday's chapel, Amy Julia Becker spoke about this art of Japanese pottery. Do you guys remember? Not if you remember. Okay, some of you remember. And when I was in quarantine, I wrote a song particularly about this, growing up as a TCK between the US and Japan. And so during this time, I invite you into a posture of prayer, whether personally or for the sake of the world, and to submit our broken things to the Lord and ask that he would bless them. Insecurities.
Yeah.
men sing with me. When Jesus wept, the falling tear was mercy. Mercy, when Jesus wept, the falling tear was mercy. Mercy.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
So good, with every breath that I My love.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.